Good evening, Abba Yisrael. We shall be learning tonight, Emet Hashem, Simon Ches, Hilchus Tzitzis, which is a fairly long simon and a fairly long topic about Tzitzis. It's got various sub-topics. We shall be starting tonight with one of the very important areas about how to put on a talus. We shall be talking about various halachas with regards to putting on the talus. I remember, as a child, I've got some vague, recollection of... there was a great tzaddik, a very great tzaddik, and a great gaon called Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was a grandson of Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, and he was a great tzaddik. Was a Soloveitchik from the Brisker dynasty, from the royal family of the Soloveitchiks, and he was a bit different than the rest of the Soloveitchiks. He was a mekubel, he went a little bit on chassid, a little bit, he had some chassidus to him. He was a very, very special person. He was very secretive, but yet very, very special person. He was at one point a yeshiva in Montreux, but eventually moved to Zurich, and he was spreading Torah and Yira in Zurich. And I remember there was a photo of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik going round, and you could see that he was putting on a talus. On the picture was. I don't remember exactly the exact details, but I do remember that he was putting on talus. The strange thing about it was, in the background there was a clock, very similar to the clock over here, a wall clock. And it said on the clock, it said about 9:30, 9:30 9:30. And it was very strange, because Moshe Soloveitchik was known to be medaktek, on the mitzvahs, on a very extreme, all the chumras that you can think of. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was a gross machmir when he came to himself. That, by the way, reminds me that somebody, one of my rabbeim in school, once called him up, and it was a Motzei Shabbos, and he was very, and he was, after Rabbeinu Tam, he was quiet. His wife picked up the Reb Moshe Soloveitchik's wife picked up the phone, and my rebbe said he would like to speak to Reb Moshe. So Reb Moshe's Rebbetzin, who picked up the phone, said, "It's still Shabbos for my husband. Can I take a message?" Which, of course, is very interesting, because it showed that he was machmi on very late zmanim. He was very machmi. He kept Shabbos for a long time. But not, that was only for himself. For others, he was a great maker, including his wife as well. He was machmi on himself, but not on others. But putting this aside, it was really strange that he was putting on a talus at 9:30. Was really strange, but it can't be AM because it's long past the time that he would normally daven. But it can't be PM either because that's the evening. So what it was a very strange picture. The photograph was going around. Why is there a picture? How could a Moshe Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha put on a talus at 9:30? Whether it's AM or PM, what's pshat in it? Until somebody found out what the story behind it is. That the story behind it was that a Moshe Soloveitchik, precisely because he was so makbit, on fulfilling all the mitzvahs, we are going to learn shortly that it's not so easy to put on a talus in the right way. Because on the one hand, we want to make a bracha properly. On the other hand, we know there's a klal, a rule of oiver lasyason. Whenever you do a mitzvah, the bracha has to come just beforehand. You can't do the bracha, and then a few steps later, you actually fulfill the mitzvah. The bracha and the fulfillment of the mitzvah, they have to come very, very close to one another. It has to come right next to the bracha, fulfillment of mitzvah. For argument's sake, when it comes to the shaking of dalet minim, you can't, for instance, you can't make the bracha and then lift it up and then shake. It's because you need to do the rule of over lasyasan, as the Gemara in numerous places, Skadran Shas points out. You need to do the mitzvah, you need to make the bracha, and then the mitzvah straight away. So, by talus day is a very serious problem. We're going to speak about that extensively shortly. That is a problem about how to put on talus in the best way. How do you put on the talus in the best way? And because of that, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik once encountered somebody who said he's found out an interesting way of putting on the talus. And Reb Moshe Soloveitchik said, "Let me see and let me hear what your interesting ways of putting on talus. What is the best way you could put on?" And he was interested to hear somebody else, and he was after trying to do it this manner himself, and of course without making it a genuine bracha, just to try out how to put on the talus in the halachically ideal way. And then somebody was so impressed he took a photo of that, hence Reb Moshe Soloveitchik putting on a talus at 9:30. So that was a story that I remember clearly. That's good. Okay, so having said this, let us see a little bit about the halachas in Siman Ches Sif Aleph. Yis Atev Betzitzis. First of all, you should be Misatev Betzitzis. You should cover yourself up. Betzitzis, with tzitzis bevorich me'umot. And you should make a bracha whilst you are standing. The Mishneh Berurah in Sefkoten Aleph says, Yis'atev betzitzis miyad achar netilas yadayim. Ideally, you should put on what is called over here the tzitzis. You should put on straight away after washing your hands for negel vasa. You should put on the tzitzis straight away. Kedosh shelo yelech ab amas b'lo tzitzis, in order you shouldn't walk talit amas without tzitzis. This, of course, is not referring to what we call a talis. Of course, it's referring to talis cotton, to what we call the tzitzis. You should ideally, if possible at all, you should put on the tzitzis straight away upon waking up. You shouldn't walk dalet amos. You shouldn't walk four amos without wearing the tzitzis. This is what the Mishneh Berurah says. Right. And certainly you should make the bracha, and this is both about tzitzis and about talis gadol. You should make the bracha me'umot, standing. So when you put on the talis, it should be whilst you are standing. Mishneh Berurah says, in Sifkotten Beis me'umot, Reutzeloyma, ho'atifa ve'abrocha shtein ve'amide, both. The wrapping around, the putting it on, veha brocha, and the actual brocha, shtein ba'amida, should both be whilst you are standing. the atifa, the covering up, the wrapping up, b'shum deksiv lochem, because it says lochem, ve'alfilon gzereshova me'oima. Very, very relevant for this time of year. We learned that from the oima, deksiv gamken lochem, with regards to lochem, with regards to the oima, the bring of the oima, the tzfiras oima, they have to be standing because it says lochem uva oima ksiv meachel chemish bekamo v'tashenom bekoima. He says with regards to the oima, it says the word bekamo, and we learn from the word bekamo that it means bekoima whilst you are standing. Therefore, lachatchel tzfiras oima has to be standing, and similarly also any other mitzvah which has the same word of lochem bekamo, so it has to be also be done standing. And the bracha as well. All the bracha of mitzvahs has to be standing as well. But if somebody can't, or b'di'evet, he cannot stand whilst making the bracha, or he cannot stand whilst putting on the talis, b'di'evet, it's fine if you're sitting as well. V'iskimu roiv ha'achronim, the consensus of the poskim is the lechatchila, ideally tzorich lius ha'boch kodim ha'atif, the boch has to be before the atif, we'll speak about that shortly. Ta'anu b'shoshu oichsoi b'yodoi. It's an interesting words that we're going to speak about them. The oichsoi b'yodoi, you should make the boch whilst the talis is in your hands. You're holding the talis in your hand. V'roitzi, and he wants and intends to, l'is'atif boy, to wrap himself up. The zero overlas yosin mamish, because this is considered overlas yosin mamish. For lo yaktim b'shor shadayin atalas mekupeles, but do not make a bracha whilst it's still folded. The zero over the over, because this is over the over. This is too indirect. This is too much distant from the actual fulfillment of mitzvah. Again, because there are very important words in Israel, interesting shaila about this. Mishneh Berurah says that you should make the bracha whilst it's in the talis, is in your hands. The talis has to be in your hands. And it has to be, as the has to be in your hands, and not whilst it's folded in folded. For lo yaktim shadayim atalis mekupeles, not when it's folded. Don't make the bracha when it's folded, because when it's folded, you make the bracha then, you still need to unwrap it, you need to... Right, so the emes is, this halach is relevant for both. Both. Tzitzis and talis. You're quite right. The beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, it's the Sifkot Aleph in Mishneh Berurah is clearly talking about a talis cotton, but this halacha in Sifkotten Beis is relevant for both. With regards to talis cotton, how you exactly put on a talis cotton will be addressed in greater detail at a later seif. So to be more precise, this is actually more relevant with regards to talis gadol. So talis gadol, make sure, I want to go over the words again because I'm going to ask a question in a minute. It says that, lechatchila, lechatchila tzorich lius ha-boch koidem ha-tifa, ta'ayinu b'shoshu oichzei b'yodai. Make the boch whilst it's in your hands. You intend to put it on you. This means you are proceeding straight away to the fulfillment of mitzvah. Not while it's still folded, because if it's still folded, you make a bracha then. It's considered over the over. It's 2 stages away from the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Now the question I want to ask, what about... How do most people... We're going to speak in greater detail in Sivkot and Dalet. We're going to speak about how actually putting on the talis. But at this stage, the point I want to ask is, do you need... Many people make the bracha where is the talis being held? Where is it?
In front of you.
In front of you?
Behind you?
Many people make the bracha while it's behind. Right? Why do people who are makpid, and we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah, says one should do that. So ideally you should have the talis behind you when you make the bracha. I want to ask, with regards to oival asiyosan, if it's not in a bag anymore, but it's in front of you, you're holding it in front of you, is that a problem with regards to oival asiyosan? Because you still need to... If you make the bracha whilst it's being held in your hand, but it's in front of you, is that a problem? It's further away. So you're saying that could be that it is over last year or so. Is that whatever he holds?
Still holding it?
But until it's been unfolded, it's not yet in a fit state to be wrapped around you, so it's not ready to do the mitzvah.
It is.
It is. So
it's not yet ready to perform the mitzvah. It's like an araminim that's still in the bag.
No, it's not.
If it's unfolded in front of you. So the Achronim HaMedayek, there is room to argue that it's a bit more distanced because it's not in, you're not just about to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's a bit more, and you could argue maybe that it's actually a bit over promo over the over. But Achronim HaMedayek, that from this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it's not a problem at all. Because Mishnah Berurah says that if it's mekupeles, if it's folded, that's a problem of over lasiyosan. That's considered over the over. It's over the over if it's still mekupeles. It sounds like that he's implying that as long as it's not folded, it doesn't mention anything about the back or the front. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything about the back or the front. It sounds like once it's unfolded and you're holding it, be it in the front or be it in the back, it's not a problem of over lasiyosan. It's not considered over the over. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. We are going to see in a later Mishnah Berurah, hopefully tonight, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to say the ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah is when you're holding it in the back, and that's when you're making the bracha. But lemaisa, from this Mishnah Berurah we are seeing that as far as over the over is concerned, it's not a problem. It's not a problem if you're holding it in front of you and you're making the bracha at that stage. Now, it could be. One could argue. Now, maybe that leads us to the next point, which I want to address. Before we go to Seif Beis, I want to point out 2 points. Point number one, I want to point out that there is various minhagim, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Atifa. There's various minhagim. We're going to see how the Mishnah Berurah recommends to do it. It does not mean that it's the only way. There is other traditions. The Sfardim have their own way of putting on, which is not what the Mishnah Berurah suggests, but it's a perfectly right, and there's others that there's a Yekisha way of putting it on, which is also, they've got their own reasons why they're doing it like that, and it's various minhagim, and we're going to be covering the way the Mishnah Berurah suggests and what he recommends, because we're learning Mishnah Berurah, but it doesn't mean that it's the only right way. I just want to point this out just to make that clear. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say is going to be the following way. Now, as an introduction to Seif Beis, I want to make the following point as well. Point number 2. It's clear that, what is the mitzvah of tzitzis? What is the mitzvah? When you fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis? Yeah, it's true, but I'm not talking about which time. I'm talking about what you need to do to fulfill the mitzvah. Wear them. That's correct. It's correct. The Emma says you fulfill the mitzvah by wearing levisha of a garment which has 4 corners and have tzitzis attached to it. Levishas, tzitzis, that's really the mitzvah. You're zicha yotze, you're calling all opinions your yotze, you're doing a mitzvah when you're wearing a four-cornered garment. Right? Are we all agreeing to that?
So why do Marabin wait till they put their tonsils before they make the bracha?
Well, Why do they?
Why do we wait till we've put our talus on for a bit?
We'll speak about that. We'll speak about that. We'll speak about that. Not tonight, but we'll speak about that. The question is, right? So that's, pardon?
Not all do.
Not all do. Not all do. Yeah, we're gonna get to that. It's a safe later. We'll speak about that. So everybody agrees that yotze de chavosa, if you do any levisha, any wearing, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Now, there is an additional hiddo, which is the hiddo of atifa. There's an atifa. Atifa literally means to wrapping up. There's a hiddo. It's very important, otherwise we won't get through the sieve. There's a hiddo of doing atifa, wrapping yourself up. If you wrap yourself up, that is the most ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah. You don't have to do that for the whole time, only some of the time. If you do an atifa, that's the most ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah, by doing an atifa. Atifa, wrapping yourself up. How do you do an atifa? Now that itself is not so straightforward. How do you actually do an atifa? Yes, again, you're fulfilling a mitzvah by any levisha. Any garment that you wear, which has tzitzis in its four corners, you're fulfilling the mitzvah by wearing it a levisha. But it is a hiddo of doing an atifa, wrapping yourself. How do you do an atifa? So we're going to be learning that there is an atifa which is called atifas ha-Yishma'elim. Arabs. Fancy Arabs. So in the Arabs, the atifas Yishma'elim, the atifas is the most, that is, we're going to be seeing shortly, that is the most, according to some Rishonim, that's what the Sif Beis is, the most perfect, the most ideal way of wrapping yourself up is the way the Arabs do it. Truth is, it seems, if you go to some foreign countries, they still wrap themselves because of the sun and because of the heat. They still tend to wrap themselves up. They have to wrap up their heads. Is it mainly because of the sun or maybe because of the sand? Well, both, no? I think it's because of both. Yeah? So they wrap themselves up. This is called Atifas Ishmaelim. And we are going to be learning that the ideal way is Atifas Ishmaelim. We're going to be going through the details of Atifas Ishmaelim to be doing the hit of the most ideal way of fulfilling the mitzvah, which of course, you don't have to do it right the whole time, but some of the time you should do an Atifas Ishmaelim. What is Atifas Ishmaelim? Same base. Seida Atifosai. The ideal way of the Seida, the way you ma'atif yourself, you wrap yourself up. Kederech, like the way Bnei Odom, people, Shemiskasim Biksusom. They cover themselves up with their garments, va'oiskim b'malachtam, and they do their works, pa'omim be'kisui aroish, sometimes covering their heads, pa'omim be'gilui aroish, and sometimes without covering their heads, v'nochoin, it is right, she'ichase roishu betalis, that you cover your head up with you cover your head completely with a talis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Seif Cotton, Gimel. Gilui Haroish. Ta'afragav de mevorche leis atef, although the broche is a word of leis atef, and it doesn't mention the word roish at all, it doesn't mention the word head at all. Kisu yaguf lechudea ve'ituvu ikra ituf. You have a level of covering and wrapping yourself up if you're wrapping yourself up without the head. But ve'oivrei drochim shemanichim atalis shemukupel ve'oivrei drochim, the people that are traveling shemanichim atalis shemukupel mishal shenin sovi tzavorom. People, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, that put their talis around their necks. Ever seen that? When it's still folded and wrapped up, they put it around their necks, al ksefehen, on their shoulders. Is that considered a levisha? Is that considered an ituf at all? If you just put the talis around your neck, ever seen that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, ein yoytin enichov asitis bezeh. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis that way. It's not a levisha at all. It's not an ituf. It's certainly not an ituf, and it's not even a levisha. Because, shechagavne lekule almelav ituf. It's certainly not an ituf. Levisha, yishla'ayim. But certainly an ituf, it's not. It's certainly not an ituf. It's not the way you wrap yourself up by just having talis hanging down over here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotten Dalet says the following. Betalis shekisu ze machnia leva order mevial di rashmaim. He said that he adds to an additional point, which is that if you wrap yourself up and you cover your head with a talis, that actually causes hachna as well. Person feels more humble. Person feels more more achnot to the Rebbeinu Shloimeh by covering his head with a talis. That brings about Yerushalayim. It's proper not to remove the kapel whilst you're davening. When you have a talis on top of it, it doesn't mean you can take your kapel away. You should keep the kapel on and the talis on top. Because of a bach, and the bach writes, it is proper talis should be on the head from the beginning of davening until the end. Some people are dominic to be makpeh, to have the talis on the heads entire davening. This is, Moshe Mishnebura says, it is very true that in many communities, in many kelis, it's not common. In fact, I know that in my great-great-grandfather Shula was Rav in Hungary, he was only, it was only for the Rav to put the talis on his head. Anybody else was wearing the hat. And when somebody, I don't know why the minik was, it was a minik in Hungary, and when somebody came into shul, somebody came to shul and he put the talis on his head. People would go up and say, oh, do you think you're a Rav or something? You think you're a Rav or something? Just for the Rav to put the talis on his head. So that was, the things have changed a bit. But, pardon? Well, it's, the way people quote this Bach is that it's actually, Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kolponim Yamot, Kach Mutav Lefachos, Kedei Luch Talat Ames. At very least, you should do an Ito for Talat Ames. Now, I'm skipping a line because now I would like to get to the actual way of how the Mishnah Berurah describes how you should put on a talis. Beshas atifa, the way you do the atifa. Mechasei roishe be'atalis at shagia at piv. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes to the details how to put on a talis. She says, first of all, you put it jashlech talisoy, you put it over your head until it reaches the mouth. Now I'll tell you at piv. You put it over until it reaches the mouth. There is a bit of a problem over here. I'm going to mention that. Mishnah Berurah says ad piv. What does that mean, ad piv, exactly? Until the mouth, what does that mean? At least, or no more, what does that mean? Exactly, the way it's coming from, making an atifa. How do Arabs do it, by the way? Yeah?
You put it over the head and
then you... Oh. The problem is that really we want, on the one hand, we want to make a proper atifa, wrapping ourselves completely. Katifa say Shmeli, we want to wrap ourselves up completely. However, it's not considered an atifa. It wouldn't be a natural way of covering and wrapping our head. It's not a normal way of wrapping our head if we can't see through it. So this atifa, it has to be something, atifa say Ishmaelin, the way people wrap themselves up in some societies in a normal way. It's true nowadays, it's not so common here in England. But it has to be something which makes sense. Atifa say Ishmaelin has to make sense. If you're covering your eyes completely, I can't see anything through it, it's not really a sensible atifa. So it's therefore the poskim can say you should cover your eyes, but you still have to, just about your eyesight, you should still be able to see through it. So otherwise it's not a sensible atifa. It wouldn't make sense that you can't see through it. So don't go too low. Don't go too low. That's what Mishnah Berurah is. First of all, you should reach your eyes. Then, b'shas atif, mechase roish, b'atalas at shigi atif. Umashtech kol arba tzitzioiz letzat smoil. You then take, he has to cover your shoulders. Mishnah Berurah doesn't make a point of it, but you certainly do have to. The tzitzit has to be going over your shoulders. Not above it. Don't just go over the neck, because an atifa has to be covering your body as well. So you go over the body, it has to wrap, and then you throw all the arba tzitzioisov over the left side. The apoiskim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So again, you throw it over your head until you reach the somewhere between the mouth and the eyes, and then you gather all the four tzitzis. It has to be covering your body. It must cover partially your body. If it's not around your shoulders, it's not considered atifa at all. It's a borchel of atola, arguably. It has to cover your shoulders. You then take all the four and you put it on your left side. That's what the Mishnah Berurah prescribes. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Once you do atifa as Ishmaelim, which is the hidu, the best way of fulfilling the mitzvah. That's what the borchel is chal on.
If you're left-handed, you do it on the right.
Good shaila. The poskim say you should still do it on your left side. There is poskim who don't like it. We're going to see that ideally tzitzis should always be two tzitzis in front, two tzitzis in the back. We see that's a very important factor. Throughout all the halachas, we're going to see that you should have two in the front, two in the back. Do you have two in the front and two in the back when you're doing this? You don't. You have four in the back, four tzitzis in the back. So some poskim try to find solutions how to do With two, you still have two in the front and two in the back. It's very challenging to do, but these are all in order to solve that problem. But the Ma'ariv's Mishnah Berurah is not bothered about it. He says you take all four and you throw it on the left side. Yeah. That would be, that's to enable that fulfillment of two in the front, two in the back. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Again, this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. There are other minhagim. What are other minhagim, Rabbi Yisai? How does Sfardim? Sfardim do it a different way. Can you describe how does Sfardim do it? What is the Sfardim Shemineg?
Take the white one you put on your shoulder,
right?
And then the left one, Arba Amot, you count out, you count in for Arba Amot, and then you put the other one.
Very good. Very good. So that's a slightly different way. But you hear with the beauty of that is the beauty of that ituv. So you're doing ituv Ishmael.
You
don't cover your face, yeah. Right? Arguably, because that minhag probably comes from, because it's not a proper itu. We are trying to fulfill a beautiful itu by wrapping our heads up. That's what Mishnah Berurah said, wrapping up. But maybe that minhag comes from the point that it doesn't, we don't really, you know, it has to make, you have to, if you can't see anyone, that's not, what kind of itu is that? So that's where it goes. Yeah, you're pointing out something very relevant, which I didn't mention. The Mishnah Berurah says, That's also very important. That when you do the ituf and you throw the dalet tzitzis on your left hand side, you should wait. The way that you, the amount of time it would take to go four amas. How long is that? How long? 2 seconds. 2 seconds. Yeah. How long is that? 2 seconds. So I saw 2 seconds, I saw 3 seconds, and I saw 4 seconds. So pick the one you like. Depends on how wake you are, how late you got to shoot. With regards to the Mishnah Berurah, earlier was Mashma, it doesn't really matter if you do the bracha once it's in front, it doesn't seem to be an issue, as long as it's folded, it's not folded anymore, it doesn't seem to be such a major issue, whether it's whether the tzitzit is in the front or in the back. Here it does say, you should open up the talis, make a bracha, put it over your head, make sure it reaches somewhere between the eyes and the mouth, they could still maybe peep through, then take that wrap it around you, make sure the shoulders are still covered, put it on the left hand side, and make sure that you can walk. Then keep it like this for the length of walking Dalet Amos. This is how the Mishnah Berurah says one should do the Atifa. I'm going to just point out that this is not completely universal, that there's other, but the truth is, Shlomo Zalman, I'm going to be open, Shlomo Zalman didn't do this Ituf the way the Mishnah Berurah said. He didn't mamash do it that way. And the Vilna Gaon also didn't seem to have done this Ituf Ishmaelim, but this is what the Mishnah Berurah says one should do, and this is what he covers with Insif Kotten Dalet.